The Big Bellied Yogi, where you don't need to be young, skinny, white, beautiful, or bendy to enjoy yoga, because yoga really is for everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. It's Emma Paulette here. I'm your host, and I am a yoga teacher with a big belly, and I'm on a bit of a mission to help everyone understand that yoga is available for everybody. And it doesn't matter if you don't look like all the pictures in Instagram or on social media, you can do yoga too. Today I want to talk about a pretty tricky area of yoga for people with big bellies specifically. But I think this can be helpful for you, even if you don't have a big belly, to understand that, you know, yoga can be made to fit you. So I want to talk about forward folds today, because when you have a large tummy, it's really hard to do a forward fold. Sometimes in classes, if teachers aren't giving you great cues to do a forward fold, or if you're trying to follow videos, or if you're trying to look like pictures, as I said, on Instagram, it's going to feel impossible, because what happens is, of course, our bellies get in the way. Now, I want to talk firstly about why forward folds are so important. They really are the deeply calming and nurturing poses of yoga. They are amazing because they help to stretch out that back side of the body, and we don't directly ever see this part of our body. So it's such a complete and utter act of love to take care of this part of our body that we don't even see. And we're also very vulnerable. Like, you know, if you think about it, if you think about ancient times, you know, the back is where someone could throw a spear at you without you knowing, or, you know, a saber-toothed tiger could attack you from behind without you actually understanding that they were there. So in some respects, the back part of our body is very, very vulnerable. And I think a lot of us feel that in other ways now, because we are always, you know, not always, but a lot of people suffer from back issues, or we have tight hamstrings. You know, this lifestyle that we lead where we're sitting down all the time leads to these issues. And so we are quite vulnerable. Like, I've had it happen to me where my back has completely gone out and I haven't been able to walk. And I used to work in a chiropractic clinic, and I've seen that, you know, over and over and over again. We're so vulnerable when we're not looking after our backs. And so forward folds are wonderful because they are caring for that part of us. But we also have to be careful. So if you're going to go and practice any forward folds, I'd highly recommend trying them all out with bent knees to start with, because that's going to protect your hamstrings and your lower back. Or you can try them in supine positions, and I'm going to show you or talk about that in a little bit, because that's one of my tips for forward folds. But you can do almost every forward fold lying on your back, and that's a lot more protective of our backs and that vulnerability we have. But there's a reason why forward folds are so deeply calming and nurturing. If you think about, say, child's pose, and that's the one where you're sort of kneeling down and you've got your head on the ground, this is basically the position we are in during gestation. So when we are inside our mothers, this is the position that we hold for, you know, the 8 or 9 months that we are part of our mother's bodies. And so during that time, we are being protected. We are being nurtured. We are being looked after, and we don't have to do anything. We're just naturally being looked after by our mothers. And so we naturally return to this kind of fetal position when we need that nurturing, when we need that protection, when we need to look after ourselves. And so forward folds emulate or mimic this kind of gestation position that we spent so much of our, you know, first part of our life in. The other thing that's beautiful about forward folds is that they really help to create balance. So if you think about it from an energetic level, our head is getting towards our feet. So it's the two extremes of our bodies, our head and our feet. And that means that in that middle part, we are finding some balance. The other incredible thing about forward folds is, one, that they help to put sort of pressure or compression on the abdomen. And we have a lot of, you know, important organs in that area, but particularly our digestive system. So many of us are living with, you know, compromised digestion, partly because of what we eat, partly because of stress, partly because, you know, the sitting down all the time. And so forward folds help to kind of stimulate that digestive system and can help, you know, be a part of what helps that to work better. But also from a like an anatomical level, our pelvis houses nerve ganglions of the parasympathetic nervous system. So our parasympathetic nervous system is the rest and digest part of our nervous system. Most of us live in this kind of fight or flight stress response all the time. And all we want to do is bring a bit more stimulation or bring ourselves back into the parasympathetic nervous system. And forward folds help us do that. And so again, we're balancing ourselves out through our nervous system as well. So many beautiful reasons to practice forward folds. But if you have a big belly, if you have a larger body, or even if you have an uneven body, like your legs are much longer than your torso or your arms, you may find that some forward folds don't work for you. And that can feel really frustrating. You can be in the middle of a class and feel like you can't do the practice properly. Or you can be at home and again feel like, I don't look anything like that picture. I don't look anything like that person on that video. So I'm not going to even bother. So I wanted to give you a few little tips on what you can do to help you with forward folds. And I wanted to start with the idea that you don't have to look like the photos. You don't have to look like the videos, except that you may not look that way and that you probably don't look that way. Because as I've mentioned before on this podcast, you know, the media we consume around yoga, books, videos, Instagram pictures, they are kind of the same as fashion photos. They're showing us the perfect version. They're showing us usually thin bodies, but particularly they're usually showing us the perfect forward fold, you know, head on knees. If you're standing in forward fold and you bring your head down to your knees and you've got completely folded in half, that's what we see. And so we feel like anything that doesn't look like that is wrong. But I want you to know that all bodies are different. You're never going to look like someone else's picture simply because you are not that person. So the first thing to do to help you practice forward folds when you have a larger body, or if you have really tight hamstrings, or if you find forward folds difficult for other reasons, accept that your body is your body and you're doing forward folds your way and you don't have to look like the pictures. The second thing that I briefly mentioned before is to think about doing more poses in a supine position, so lying on your back. So it may not feel this way, but if you're lying on your back and you bring your knees into your chest, it's the same as a forward fold. It's the same thing. You're bringing your knee and your head closer together. Or you could do a reclined child's pose. So bring your feet in towards your chest. Or you can do hamstring stretches. So maybe using a strap, you can put the strap around your foot and bring your foot up towards you. Again, anything that's kind of bringing your head closer to your feet is kind of a forward fold. And so you can do a lot of them lying down. And that can be a way that makes them much more accessible, particularly if you're carrying a bit more of a larger size in your belly. The third thing that you can try is widening your legs. So again, when we see pictures or videos of standing forward fold, generally the teacher or the person that's been photographed have their feet together. But that doesn't leave any space if you have a larger belly. So you can widen your feet. Now, I came across an amazing video on the Body Positive Yoga website, and I will put a link to that in the show notes, where I saw the teacher widen her legs even wider than hip width. So, you know, here I am thinking, oh, we should try and look as close as the photo as we can. It doesn't matter. What we're trying to get out of yoga is the feeling that the poses bring us, not the way the pose looks. So if you need more space for your belly, having wider legs can help you with that. And I find that with seated forward folds as well. And of course, classically with child's pose. Some people would do child's pose with their knees together, but I've always done child's pose with my knees apart because I needed space for my belly. Now, the fourth thing, which I saw on this same video on body positive yoga, is to literally move your body out of the way. And I'd never seen this before because all of my yoga training has not factored in larger bodies. And so I'd never seen this before and, you know, I didn't have the imagination to come up with this. But for instance, if you are moving into a forward fold from a standing position and you get to a point where your belly stops you from moving, you can literally use your hands to tuck your belly up underneath to give you more space to do more of a forward fold. And I tried this afternoon and I got straight down. My hands literally went straight to the floor and I haven't been able to do that for a really long time. So I was amazed by this tip. And again, I really recommend you clicking on the link and looking at body positive yoga to see how this teacher teaches it because it's really incredible. And then the third thing is, the fifth thing is to take a restorative approach rather than an active approach. So what do I mean by that? I mean use props. I mean that you don't have to get your head down right down to your feet to make it worthwhile. So there's lots of different ways you can make it restorative, but all I mean is you don't have to push yourself into a pose. You can just do the pose at your level and leave it there. That's all you need to do. So I hope that you will try forward folds. If you've tried them before, I hope that you will try them again. And think about some of these ways that you can make them more accessible for you. And also, next time you do a forward fold, think about how nurturing it is. How protective it is, how deeply calming it is, how it's working on your parasympathetic nervous system. And think about the beautiful gift that you're giving yourself. You're basically nurturing yourself like you were nurtured when you were in your mother's womb. And I find that absolutely beautiful. So I'll leave that with you. Remember, if you go to the webpage, emmapaulette.com/podcast/EP4, there is a video with a little mini yoga practice for you to try. There is some standing forward folds in that practice, so you can give it a go. And tell me in the comments, like, what do you think of the practice? What do you think of forward folds? And have I given you a little bit of an insight into how deeply nurturing they are? And are you willing to care for yourself like your mother cared for you in the womb? So have a great week and I look forward to speaking to you soon. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow me on Instagram at emma.paulette and follow the podcast on Spotify.